This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Oh my God, you know how Hollywood had a dirty little secret known as Harvey Weinstein and pedophilia and sexual predators preying on women? Well, the nutritional supplements industry also has a dirty little secret, and it's called heavy metals. Heavy metals. And you know what's great about what's happening today? We are winning so much. It's almost, you couldn't have predicted it, but we are winning. In 2013, I launched my laboratory, CWC Labs. We were the first to sound the alarm over lead in rice protein. We were the first, and actually we're the only ones to have ever exposed lead and mercury and cadmium in rice protein. And we have exposed the high lead in zeolites, crazy high lead, 50 to 100 parts per million typically. That's what I've seen. That's huge when you consider, you know, Prop 65 limits is 0.5 micrograms per day. So we're talking sometimes maybe a thousand times higher than Prop 65, depending on the serving size of zeolites. We have exposed heavy metals in nutritional supplements. And I got to say, in the early days of this, in 2013, 2014, me in particular, I was attacked by the nutritional supplements industry. Just viciously attacked and smeared. Which, of course, has added to the attacks from the science quacks, the vaccine pushers, and the pharmaceutical prostitutes. So I was being attacked by everybody at the same time. However, they couldn't refute the science. When they sent their own samples to the labs, they found, oh my God, the Health Ranger's right. There is lead in this product. Oh my God, there is mercury in this product. Oh my God, there is cadmium. And since then, there have been, we've seen a proliferation of other groups that are now testing for heavy metals and other chemicals. We're seeing there are probably about 6 or 7 groups in the United States now that are testing off-the-shelf foods for these toxic chemicals and metals. Whereas back in 2013, I think there was only us and maybe Consumer Lab. I don't know. I'm not sure if anybody else was doing it. We were, you know, pioneers in this, blazing the trail and taking a lot of flack, a lot of arrows in my back from the supplements industry because I dared disclose their little dirty little secret, the Harvey Weinstein secret of the supplements industry, which is heavy metals. Now you've got all these groups talking about arsenic, talking about lead, talking about mercury in products. You've got all these other groups testing products, not just us. Which is great because we're all finding the same thing. And no one now in the supplements industry is saying it's a conspiracy theory. They're not saying that lead is a conspiracy theory. No. In fact, they're not even lead denialists. Well, I guess to some extent they are. They still deny that their products contain lead or that lead is dangerous, things like that. So there is still a lot of denialism. But they can no longer say, oh, there's a conspiracy theory. When there's 3, 4, 5, 6 labs now confirming everything. And our lab, I think over a year ago, got ISO accredited. That was like a year and a half ago. ISO accredited. You talk about international validation. That is the gold standard of laboratory accreditation. It means that our lab results can be used in any court of law anywhere in Western civilization. It is recognized globally as legal evidence, as forensic evidence. So, and most other labs out there are not ISO accredited, including most university labs. So my lab, CWC Labs, is actually more authoritative, has more credibility than nearly all university labs and private labs put together. We are equivalent to other ISO accredited labs. So I want to say kudos to those other labs. If you're ISO accredited, you know what it takes. You've been through the 2 years of effort and all the paperwork and all the quality control and all the validation and the audits and the inspections and the testing, the proficiency testing, all that. If you've been through all that, I applaud you because I've been through it. I know what it takes to be one of the best labs in the world when it comes to heavy metals testing. Now, here's what's coming. Here's what's coming. Now, we now run three mass spec instruments. We're running an ICP-MS for heavy metals. We're running an HPLC MS-TOF time of flight mass spec system for analysis, quantitation of phytochemicals. We're also running a single quad mass spec for pesticide analysis, and we have a triple quad mass spec on the way. Pretty soon, we're going to be able to detect in the parts per trillion levels or concentrations for certain analytes. Right now, we can detect parts per billion for many pesticides and so on, but once we get the triple quad, we could go down even lower than that. We'll be running four mass spec instruments. We're going to be one of the most authoritative, one of the largest food science labs in North America. And we are using this to test off-the-shelf products. And we are releasing results. We just started a whole new release of results that combines the heavy metals testing and the pesticide testing into one easy-to-use chart, easy-to-read chart, and a score between 1 and 100 for every food product. And we're releasing those exclusively on Good Gopher Mail. So you can get a free inbox there. Just go to goodgopher.com, sign up for the free inbox. It's an inbox only. You can't send mail out of there, but you can receive mail, and it's non-censored. You see, Gmail has been censoring us, Yahoo, MS, or Microsoft, other email providers have been censoring us because, you know, they don't want any of the truth to come out about anything. So we created our own email system called Good Gopher Mail. And you can have that mail forwarded to Gmail, by the way, if you just want to get it on Gmail. Or you can just log in to goodgopher.com, or actually it's mail.goodgopher.com, and you can get the results there. So we're going to start churning out even more. We are testing breakfast cereals. We are testing salad dressings. We're testing gluten-free foods made out of rice, which I suspect are going to be heavily contaminated, by the way, because rice typically is a very dirty crop when they're using rice from China. But we'll see. I mean, maybe it's clean, and my guess is wrong. Who knows? We'll see. We'll let the instruments tell us the truth, and that's what we'll report to you. We're testing dog food. We're going to test some baby formulas and things like that, but most of our audience is not at a child-rearing age, so that's not really our focus. We're going to be focused on nutritional supplements as well, so a lot of vitamins or superfoods or dietary supplements that are heavily marketed as being safe or better than organic or whatever, we're going to be testing those and giving you the results. And again, these results now combine pesticides with heavy metals. Now, I hear you asking, what about glyphosate? What about glyphosate, Mike? When are you going to have the glyphosate numbers? We're working on that. We've been working on glyphosate for quite some time, and glyphosate is not currently included in our target analytes, i.e. an herbicide group. We do test pesticides, fungicides, and herbicides, but glyphosate is a very special toxic molecule. It is very difficult to get retention of glyphosate on an LC column. Although we have some, we're working with some solutions that are very innovative. I'll be co-authoring some science papers that come out of this ultimately. I've already had a science paper. I'm co-author of a science paper that was published in LCGC Science Journal for a method that we developed for mass spec quantitation of cannabidiols. Either the primary author or co-author on a number of papers related to glyphosate innovation, because we are developing some things that are just pioneering. Nobody in the world has these methods nailed down like what I anticipate we will. Anyway, we'll see. But glyphosate is a very difficult molecule to detect. It's difficult to free from the sample matrix. It's difficult to trap in the column. It's difficult to light up on the mass spec interface. It's a tricky little molecule. It's tricky. It's deceptive, just like the companies that make it. It's like the molecule is the perfect representation of the bad ethics and deception of companies that manufacture and sell it, like Monsanto, of course, one of the most evil corporations in the world. So anyway, glyphosate is not currently included in our analyte list, but it will be sooner or later. I don't know if it's 2 months away or 2 years away. I don't know. We're working on method development. It's a tricky little thing. Nevertheless, right now, we are scanning for about 40,000 chemicals. And I don't know how many of those are pesticides, but it's a lot. We have toxicology chemicals. We have pharmacological chemicals. We're scanning for antibiotics, for steroids, hormone disruptors, BPA, industrial chemicals, and plasticizers, and so on. We're scanning for fungicides, herbicides, and pesticides, but not glyphosate at the moment. And we are using some very advanced methods, including ion fragmentation, molecular fingerprint technology for confirmation. In other words, this isn't just liquid chromatography, people. If you know anything about lab science, you know a lot of labs are just running LC systems or HPLC systems, and that's a joke compared to what we're doing. We're getting accurate molecular mass. We're getting isotopic abundance. We're getting isotopic spacing. We're getting ion fragmentation, molecular fingerprinting on top of the retention times. You talk about great science. We are validating molecules in five different ways. Well, six if you count sodium adducts and so on. But five rock-solid ways that we are validating molecules that we're finding. And I'm not sure that any other lab is doing that in the food industry, frankly. We get called by industry lab accreditation companies or testing companies. We get called when they want us to help validate a new method they're working on. We were called by a major company. I'm not going to mention their name. One of the largest food companies in the world, a global food giant. You would know their name instantly. We were called by them because they were working on a new method for, I forgot what analyte it was in food. I think it was arsenic in food. But anyway, we were called by them because they wanted us to validate their method. They knew we're one of the top food labs in the world. And we didn't take on that project, by the way, because I don't like that company. I mean, just going to lay it out there for you. I don't take money from big, ugly food giants. That's not what I do. I have ethics, you know? We have real science ethics. We don't just take money from dishonest companies that have a history of evil. That's not part of our revenue model, just so you know, in case you didn't already. I'm sure you already knew that, frankly. Nevertheless, just letting you know, they call us when they want the world's best food science forensic analysis method validation, you name it. So this is the great work that we're doing. And I don't know if it sounds like I'm bragging. It's not an empty brag. It is backed up with merit. We'll go head to head with any lab in the world on accuracy or detection of analytes, any lab in the world. And we shine in every test. So this is something we've earned. It's not bragging. It's not an empty brag. It's something that we've actually earned. We've worked hard. I've been learning lab science since 2013, 4 years now, where I've spent thousands of hours in the laboratory and even classroom instruction hours. Yeah, I go to classes too. I'll take 1 week seminars on mass spec software. I have chemists that teach me organic chemistry principles. I have consultants that I will call when I have a special problem, and they'll give me guidance on what to do for the right chemistry column, the right pH, matrix interference strategies, all these things. So I learn from others, but I'm very passionate about this, so I learn quickly. And as a result, our lab has now become one of the best in the world at what we do. And our goal, of course, is to share this all with you. So you talk about winning. We are exposing the fraud and the heavy metals in the supplements industry, and we're doing it with world-class science. That's winning. That's winning, especially since some of these dishonest companies were calling us, you know, conspiracy theorists and things like that a few years ago, pretending like they didn't have any lead in their products. And now they know if, you know, the coverage of natural news matters. Oh, and you know what? I have a big announcement to share with you here. I'm probably not, this is a little early. I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it because we're several minutes into this podcast. And, you know, not everybody's going to hear this, but we just acquired one of the most valuable domain names in the world when it comes to food science. And we're going to be launching it soon to report the truth about what's in foods. And that domain is food.news. So you talk about top level. Food.news is where it's going to be. And we're going to be rolling out the good news about foods that are tested clean, and then the bad news about foods that are not clean, foods that are contaminated with heavy metals, foods that contain hidden pesticides and herbicides and BPA and other toxins. So there's going to be good news on that site, and there's going to be bad news on that site. And we let the science determine which, you know, which category every product ends up in. It's not up to our opinion. It's not my opinion. It's not how I feel about a food. If it's clean, it's clean. If it's dirty, it's dirty. The instruments don't lie. The ICP-MS doesn't have emotions. It just follows the laws of physics. And that's what we report. So pretty soon, we're going to have food.news up and running. I mean, we already own the domain right now. We're going to have it up and running. And holy cow, we are going to put out incredible scientific testing results on so many foods, off-the-shelf foods. We're buying them from Amazon.com. We're buying them from Whole Foods. We're buying them off the shelf at grocery stores. And we're testing them for pesticides and testing them for heavy metals and putting them out on food.news. That's our plan for next year. This is all going to be 2018. And we're going to build the world's largest database, the world's largest database of independent science food testing, which is a job that the FDA should have done, but the FDA refused to do because they are, of course, corrupt. And they and the USDA are both beholden to the interests of the toxic food industry, which has been selling people poison for decades, causing cancer, causing diabetes, causing heart disease, poisoning consumers, and getting away with it because the FDA refused to do its job. And the EPA refused to do its job. And the USDA refused to do its job, just went along with every toxic chemical and pesticide that you know, the industry wanted to use. So, wow, you talk about a revolution. You talk about decentralization of science. You talk about pioneering journalism, investigative journalism. That's us. That's what we're doing. Food.news is the place to be. I mean, in addition to natural news, of course, but, you know, food.news is going to specialize in this reporting on food composition and food industry news and things like that. But man, these are exciting times. This is super exciting, really, if you think about what's coming. So I want to thank you for your support. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am the Lab Science Director of CWCLabs.com and the Volunteer Executive Director of the nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center at consumerwellness.org. And I'm going to be bringing you all this information that I promised. It's coming. And it's coming right now. We're sending out charts through Good Gopher Mail right now. And there's a lot more coming on food.news in 2018. So thank you for your support. Spread the word. Spread the word. And all you companies that have clean products, you're going to love this because we're going to do testing for you for free. And we're going to highlight the cleanliness of your foods. You don't have to be afraid of what we're doing. We're not out to get anybody. We're just out to celebrate clean foods and also expose contaminated products. And that's it. You have clean products, you're going to love what we do. We're going to bring you positive publicity and more sales. You have dirty, contaminated products? I don't know. You might not like what we do. Tough luck. Get used to it. Clean up your damn products and you won't have to worry about it. You see? Simple message. I work for the people, not corporations, not governments, not universities, not pharmaceutical giants. I work for the people. And that's why our following keeps growing. That's why we reach millions of month right now, and it keeps growing every day. So thank you for your support. There's a lot of kick-ass science coming. You're going to love it. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.